Americans have been celebrating the reaction to Hurricane Harvey as an example of Americans taking care of each other. There's much to celebrate. But we have also wrestled for centuries with the problem of taking care of each other, the out of work, the working poor, and others struggling to stay afloat. An economic reversal in the lives of many of us is just temporary, but it does permanent damage when it unravels people's lives, leaves them with debts that spiral out of control so that they can't hope to pay, or leaves them homeless in broken families or housed in barred cells. When people have little, events that would be a minor inconvenience for most of us can drop them over the cliff, unable to climb back. As the founders recognized, all of us can expect some of our offspring to be poor. So what are the options? Welfare has been cut back, but some pieces of a social safety net remain, mostly funded by the federal government. One reason they're funded nationally is because some local governments don't want to do anything about the problems of poverty. Another reason is that the problems fall unevenly on local governments. The process of creating suburbs and new communities is a process of seceding from the places where people have problems and therefore avoiding any responsibility under our laws about local government. By shifting the obligations upward to the feds, we all share those problems, at least to some degree. We could provide jobs. Instead of just giving things and money out, we could take advantage of the time, labor, and skills of people who are otherwise out of work to get some useful things done. But the city can't save the money that goes into the social safety net because that money isn't city money. Albany's Mayor Sheehan pointed that out at a house party before she was first elected. Fair point. But turning welfare money over to localities would invite them to divert the cash. Some form of cooperative federalism might be better for everyone. Public services for everyone are also an option. We have created many sorts of services that all of us have rights to. Clean water fit to drink is a lot cheaper for everyone than buying it in bottles. Provided that government isn't asleep at the switch and doesn't let the water supply fill with lead and other poisons. Sewage systems make everyone better off than a crazy quilt of individual efforts to deal with garbage, their own and their neighbors. And it saves a lot of money both because of economies of scale and because sewage can breed disease for all of us. Roads, bridges, sidewalks, and other transportation amenities, libraries, postal services, and regulated public utilities like phone and electrical service make life better for everyone. All of them make life cheaper, which is especially important for the impoverished. In other words, making some things available for all of us is good for all of us and are also ways of helping the least among us. That used to be true of the healthcare system until we privatized it, demolished the many county, municipal, and not-for-profit hospitals, only to try to restore some of the benefits of a public health system with Obamacare. Republicans call measures like that socialism. I just call it smart, efficient, and decent. Americans taking care of each other.